Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Helen, people cannot travel because of the pandemic, of course, but the New York Times travel section rose to that challenge. They have been publishing a series of articles instructing people how to do what?
Imagine traveling?
Yes, to what? Pretend to travel to various destinations around the world. This week, the article is how to pretend you're in Singapore. In prior articles, they've done Tokyo, Dakar, Hawaii, more. Each article provides local music you can listen to in your home, local recipes you can make in your kitchen, and films you can watch on your TV. But remember to leave at least 1 hour per virtual visit just to stare at a wall and remember how depressing this all is.
It's a guided meditation, but they're taking you at this exotic locale that you've never been.
Almost. It's like that. It's a way for people to be annoying and pretentious about traveling without being able to travel. It's like, I'll be honest, everybody, everything's really been different for me since I pretended to go to Paris.
I did the Mexico City one, and it was very authentic. I got diarrhea, and I couldn't leave the hotel for a week. It was
I did the Tokyo one, and I got to tell you, I just can't eat American sushi after eating authentic sushi over my sink.
Yeah, I did the Turkish one, and I smuggled some heroin from my bedroom to my to my living room, and I the horrible experience in the jail. Sure. I thought it was going to be that they've been like publishing ways to like take hallucinogens.